The Angels couldn't possibly have another crazy ninth-inning comeback like they had on Sunday, could they? They once trailed the Rangers 5-0, but as we begin the bottom of the ninth, it's now 5-2.
That's driven out towards left center field. Long run for Gomez. He's not going to get there. Gone! And the Angels trail it 5-3.
Mike Trout lives for these moments.
And he slices it down the right side. That's going to be trouble. That'll take a bounce and kick off the short wall. A run will score. Trout's going in his second. He stops there with a double.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Albert lines one to left field. There's a base hit. Here comes Trout. Brewer's throw is not in time, and we are tied at 5. There's a 3-2. Fastball lifted out towards center field. Towering shot taking Trout back. He's at the wall. He'll leap off. Can he get it? He got it!
And just another night at the office for Mike Trout, the reigning MVP.
Carlos Perez is yet to get a hit this season. Drops one on the first base side. It's a fair ball, and it's going to stay fair. Perez does it.
He is getting mopped by his teammates. This ball goes about 50 feet. It's a perfect bunt right up the first base line. All the ball has to do is get on the ground, stay fair. It does. Nobody could make a play. And Carlos Perez with a game-winning, basically a safety squeeze bunt, is absolutely pounded by his teammates, and he gets, it looks like, a little baby powder bath as he walks off the field with his teammates. Another unbelievable game here tonight at the Big A.
Second career walk-off hit for Carlos Perez. Angels take it 6-5-10. According to Elias Sports, the Halos are the first team since the 1991 Yankees to win consecutive games when trailing by at least 5 runs entering the 7th inning. Mike Socha has seen and done just about everything in a big league uniform, but even he can't quite believe the ninth-inning miracles his team has pulled off these last 2 games. Socha shared his thoughts following a 6-5 comeback win against the Rangers on Tuesday night.
Well, you're going to keep playing baseball, and we kept playing baseball. It's not always going to work out. It did in a big way on Sunday, and, tonight it did against a club that's got some good arms in their bullpen and got some big hits. And, Mike and Albert, the 2-out, hits that that kept us in the game. And I think a big hit from Espinosa to set up a first to third before Carlos got it down. So we kept playing baseball. One of the big things tonight was we're down early, and Bud Norris keeps us in the game. Petit comes in and gives a clean inning. We don't have any comeback if they keep tacking on runs. So our bullpen did a terrific job. Five scoreless, yeah. We have confidence. We're just trying to, right now, just find the blend. And, we have some guys that have some length, which is going to help. And we've got some guys that we know can finish games and pitch in those high-leverage situations late in the game. So we're just trying to find that blend right now, and they did a great job tonight. Yeah, you just missed spots. He missed spots, and, Tyler... he worked hard, in between on his pen, and I think he's ironing some things out. Wasn't able to go in there, and just make pitches in that third inning, and, those guys hit him pretty good. It's tough. Dyson has he's got really a heavy sink, and he throws with high velocity, so he's not easy, and not easy to get a good read on because his ball moves a lot too. And, Mike took some pitches and got back into a count, and then stayed on a pitch and drove to right field. That's what Mike's good at. He's good at letting that ball travel, letting it get deep, and still being able to hit it hard to the right side. And that's a big hit, and obviously Albert followed up with it. Yeah, Mike Napoli hit that ball, and the air was a little bit heavy, and kept it in. I don't even know if it was in the park, but kept it within striking distance for Mike to jump and catch it, and he made it look easy. That was not an easy catch. Unfortunately, you can't take out the bad part of a game and say, take that inning away and, oh, he pitched well. I think Tyler has to find that ability and find that release point, that ability to repeat pitches, and when he has it, he's throwing the ball well. So right now he's battling for consistency. That's the only way he's going to get to be where he needs to be. So he made some good pitches, had some nice run where he was making pitches and getting some outs, but unfortunately, early in the game, especially in the third inning, he missed with too many spots.
With the winning run at third base in the bottom of the 10th, Carlos Perez laid down the safety squeeze to perfection to plate the winning run in a 6-5-10 inning win for the Halos. Following the game, Perez talked about his second career walk-off hit.
Yeah, I just trying to be, like, not perfect, but I just trying to put a ball in play, and that was. All my teammates, all the credit of my teammates, he never give up, and I excited for this win. We play together. Everybody put something in the game and never, like I say, never gave up and always trying to put a score in the game.
Jesse Chavez goes for the Angels Wednesday. He battles A.J. Griffin.